Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1732, Corolla Family LLC and Artisans Bank.
It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bingham, Lewis, and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 25.4219 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, 2,025 feet west of Route 1, and referred to as Tax Map ID 3-34, Map Number 12, Parcels 127.01 and 127.07 through 127.10. Excuse me. The Planning and Zoning Commission was previously provided with an exhibit booklet on July 26, 2013 for consideration. The booklet contains an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, preliminary land use service comments, which is also referred to as PLUS, a PLUS response from Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated, a service level evaluation request, a DLDOT zoning application response, a DENREC response regarding threatened and endangered species, and a zoning map aerial view of the rezoning parcels and surrounding area. Also apologize. Reviewing the file today, I found a document that should have been forwarded to the commission a week ago. This document was prepared by James Fuqua Jr. Esquire with Fuqua Yuri and Willard Professional Association. They were provided on July 29 of 2013 on behalf of the applicants. And those comments include copies of the Planning and Zoning Commission minutes for December 7, 2006 for conditional use number 1716 for Andrew Lumen, recommending approval. Copies of the Planning and Zoning Commission minutes of June 10, 2010 for change of zone number 1683 for J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company, recommending approval. Copies of the Planning and Zoning Commission minutes for October 14, 2009 for change of zone number 1690 for LT Associates LLC, recommending denial. There were plus comments dated September 19 of 2012 for the site. Copies of portions of the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, future land use map, and certain pages. Copies of portions of the zoning ordinance and a copy of portions of the subdivision ordinance relating to the definition of major arterial roadways. Those documents that I just passed down were placed in the file and were not distributed. Okay. Unbeknownst to me till today. We did receive comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division dated August 6, 2013, and they're referencing that the site is located in a county-operated maintained sanitary sewer district, that the parcels fronting Route 24 and parcel number 127.10 fronting the internal roadway have been annexed into the West Rehoboth expansion area. The parcel 127.01 is in the southern planning area for sewer service. That the current system connection charge rate is $4,822 per EDU. The sewer service is available to all parcels. The parcels 127.06 through 127.08 each require installation of a sewer lateral at the developer's expense. The parcel 127.09 has been provided with a lateral. That a connection point has been provided for parcel 127.01. That the parcel is capable of being annexed into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. That conformity to the West Rehoboth expansion area capacity evaluation and the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. That an area of approximately 17.4 acres adjoins but is not within the West Rehoboth expansion area. That the area is not in a sewer district, is located within a sewer planning area, so the remainder of the project can be annexed into the sewer district by performing certain administrative procedures. Although a commitment to an extension of mainline sewers and necessary system upgrades may be a condition for said annexation to take place. Based on a cursory review, it does appear that sewer capacity is available, that the total maximum EDU available for the development use is 305.04 EDUs, that the proposed development will require a developer-installed collection system in accordance with county standard requirements and procedures, that the county engineering department must approve the connection point and requires that a sewer concept plan be submitted for review and approval prior to requesting annexation. A listing of steps to be completed for extending district boundaries and a checklist for preparing concept plans was attached to those comments. And in addition, we did receive two letters in support of the application. One was from Rehoboth Mall Limited Partnership, and the other was from the Delaware Eye Institute. That's all I have, my show questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Chukwai.
No sewer plants on this project, right?
For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney representing the applicant, Hirola Family LLC and Artisans Bank. And I do want to make it perfectly clear before I even start that if this site is rezoned, it will be served by county sewer.
Well, that gives us a great sense of relief.
With me tonight are Zach Crouch and DJ Hughes with Davis Bowen and Friedel. And seated in the back here, Robert Hood, who's a principal with Hirola Family LLC, and Andy Taylor Esquire on behalf of Artisans Bank. As Lawrence stated, there was an exhibit book submitted that contains the things that Lawrence said it contains, and the documents that were just handed out. These really are not really exhibits, they're really matters of public record that I'm going to refer to in my presentation. So I really just wanted to submit them for your reference if you wanted to refer to them. This is a change. Oh, and just so you know, our presentation, I'm basically going to be the only one making a presentation, and then we'll be available for any questions you have, just to give you some parameters of what we'll be doing. This is a change of zone application from AR1 to CR1 for a parcel of land containing 25.4 acres. Artisans Bank actually owns lot 1, which is this parcel right here. The rest of it is owned by the Hirola Family LLC, and Artisans had purchased that parcel from Hirola. The site is just west of Route 1. The land borders the rear of the Rehoboth Mall on the east, the BB Health Campus on the west. It has road frontage on Route 24 on the north, and also borders the Delaware Eye Institute on the north. And to the south, or the rear of the parcel, is the Sterling Crossing development and lands of J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. Mr. Hood's family was and still is a large landowner in this area, with ownership going back well over 200 years. Hirola owns the land that actually is the Rehoboth Mall, which is under a lease to the actual mall operator. Hirola was the owner of the lands where the BB Medical Center or the BB Medical Campus is. The BB Medical Center purchased that land from Hirola. Hirola owns additional lands to the west, and of course owns the 25-acre parcel, which is the subject of tonight's application. This parcel is currently zoned AR1. The land was the subject of a prior conditional use application, conditional use 1716, which was approved by the Sussex County Council on January 16, 2007, and that was a conditional use for medical and professional offices. The demand for office space has been weak, and the development of the conditional use office complex has not occurred, has not proceeded, and basically nothing moved forward on that conditional use. As a result, the decision was made to seek CR1 commercial zoning for the site for the ultimate use of retail business use. As you know, CR1 zoning replaced the old C1 zoning designation, and that is the general commercial zoning district under the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The only major difference, or in fact maybe the only difference that I am aware of between the C1 and the CR1 is that in the older C1, multifamily development was a permitted use, And under the new CR1, multifamily use is a conditional use, so you actually have to get further approval for use. And as I said, our intended use is retail business use. Now, as far as the ultimate use and design of the site, there is no site plan to present to you tonight, since that the actual use of the site has not yet been determined. There are ongoing discussions, negotiations with potential users, but nothing has been finalized. And one of the main considerations in nothing being finalized, of course, is that the property is still subject to the change of zone. And also, as you know, that if this rezoning is approved by the county council, any future use of the site will be subject to the requirements of the zoning ordinance. And, of course, we'll be back before you for site plan review and approval. And the site plan review at that time will actually review the details of the development, location of buildings, parking, lighting, pedestrian access, entrances, landscaping, and other matters of that type of detail. So my point is, there's really only one issue or question before you tonight, and that is this 25-acre parcel of land appropriate for CR1 zoning? Now, before addressing the question, I want to establish some factual background regarding the site that will be relevant to your decision. As I mentioned, the 25-acre site is just west of Route 1. It does have frontage on Route 24. I also told you it did previously receive conditional use approval for an office park that has not been developed. And if you've seen the site, you know it is currently planted in some pretty high corn right now, the entire site. Again, factually, there are no records of any endangered or rare plants, animals, or natural communities associated with the site, nor does the site lie within a state natural heritage area. There are no wetlands or other unique environmental features or conditions on the property, and there are no known historic resources on the site. The site is ironically within Tidewater Utilities service area for water, and they will be the water supplier for domestic use and fire protection. And as was stated, the site is currently partially located within the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. It will be, the rest of the site will be incorporated into it, and county sewer is available for the service of the site. The EDUs available for the site would far exceed what the potential actual EDUs would be. As to the nature of the area to the north, which is toward Route 24, as I said, our site is adjacent to the Delaware Eye Institute. That site is zoned commercial. On the north side of Route 24, again, just over in this area here, as you can see from this map, the reddish color on there basically is commercial zoning. So on the north side of Route 24, the majority of that land is zoned commercial or B1. Those parcels contain a wide mixture and variety of commercial uses, including a dentist's office. There's a JP court there. Apple Electric is there. There's a small shopping center. There's restaurants. There's a light fixture store, a UPS store. Nuttall Lumber is located there. And then, of course, at the corner with Route 1 is a McDonald's. To the west of the site, again, that would be going out 24, is the BB Health Clinic, and that was approved as a conditional use in 2004. To the south or rear of our site is the Sterling Crossing development, and adjacent to that is an undeveloped parcel of land owned by J.C. Townsend Jr. and Company, which was rezoned CR1 in 2010. To the east, the site borders the Rehoboth Mall, which has a mixture of businesses, including a drugstore, a health club, and a Walmart store. The Rehoboth Mall is zoned commercial and is part of the commercial corridor running along Route 1 between Rehoboth Beach and Five Points. And of course, that area contains a wide variety of retail and service businesses serving eastern Sussex County, including numerous outlet malls, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. As to the traffic impact, I will summarize the history of DLDOT's involvement and study of this site and area, and DJ Hughes is available to go into any detail you may have or to answer any questions you may have about that. But in the planning and zoning file, as well as Exhibit E of the actual exhibit book, is a letter from William Brockenbrow of DelDOT. It's addressed to Mr. Lank. It's dated October 1st, 2012, and I'll just summarize that letter. What DelDOT states is that a TIS is not required for this application because the area where the site is located has already been studied, and that was a study done by DelDOT that's referred to as DelDOT's Old Landing Road Traffic Study. That study examined a mix of commercial uses on our site and the adjacent site, that would be the Townsend site, and it also studied 11 intersections in the area, and also the effect of the creation of a new local road connecting our properties and the Townsend property and running from Route 24 to Old Landing Road. That study found that with the development of our site and the adjacent site, the construction of the new local road and DelDOT's widening project for Route 24, that most area intersections would operate acceptably. DelDOT made three assumptions in reaching that conclusion. They had to assume the uses of our land because obviously there is no known use of our land, but as DelDOT states in that letter, they assumed uses that are reasonably likely to occur, and any other use scenario would generate the similar traffic counts that they use in their assumptions. DelDOT also assumed the completion of the Route 24 widening project, which runs from Mulberry Knoll down to Route 1. The construction of that project is in the Capital Transportation Program, and again, that project is under DelDOT control. And then DelDOT also assumed the construction of the local road connecting Route 24 and Old Landing Road at Airport Road. Now, this road will be a state road. It'll be a public road built to state standards. However, DelDOT expects the developers of the two sites to provide easements for this road and to actually construct this road. So it will be built by the development of these sites. And then based on that, DelDOT indicates that the Old Landing Road traffic study provided the analysis that they needed and is acceptable. Now, as far as an assurance that that connecting road will be built, as you know, since this is a requested change of zone, there's no mechanism to place a condition on this approval to require that. And of course, we're aware of that. However, again, as you know, since any future use of this site, if it's rezoned, will require site plan approval, we are representing to the commission and to the county council that any development of this site will only proceed with the connecting road design. And the Planning and Zoning Commission, of course, has the authority to refuse to approve a site plan unless that new road would be included in that design. And then ultimately, if the road wasn't completed, there would be no certificate of compliance issued by the county for the actual construction or actual use of the buildings. This is conceptual, and there's no final design of this road yet, but I just want to, rather than just talk about it, give some idea. This is just a blow-up of the site. Again, these are the lots here. The BB Health Campus, the Rehoboth Mall, Townsend Parcel. This road is the current entrance to the BB Health Campus. It runs down to this point at this point in time. That would be completed along the, it'll be completed where it's completed, but this is showing it running down here that would come to a traffic circle here, and then it would go out along the lands, or across the lands of Townsend's, and would line up with Airport Road. And there's also plans to basically widen this road here, which runs along the Walmart that comes from the parking lot to the back. This is currently built right here. Again, this is a photograph, and that is an existing roadway that was previously put in as part of these lots. But that is this road that I'm talking about, the connecting road from Route 24 down to Airport Road intersection at Old Landing Road. So again, as I said, that can be assured at site plan time. Now, everything I just discussed about this new local road connecting Route 24 and Old Landing Road actually is not new. This information and this concept has actually been before the Planning and Zoning Commission at least on two previous occasions that I'm aware of. When the when our site, the Hirola conditional use, was actually presented for the office park, the commission's recommendation on that approval, and this is back in December of 2006, included condition number 10, and condition 10 provided that a shared through road to Old Landing Road shall be provided and open to the public use along the boundary with the lands of BB Medical Campus and be shown on the final site plan. So that was discussed at the time of that application, and also was a condition of approval by the county council. That is Exhibit A of the document book that I handed out. And then also on the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation of approval on the J.C. Townsend Jr. and Company CR1 rezoning, that was a 10-acre parcel that adjoins our site to the south. Reason number 4 in support of that recommendation of approval stated that as part of DLDOT's ongoing plans to create a relief route from Route 24 to Airport Road, the applicant has agreed to donate lands for the construction of the route. So, again, this was new to me, but actually it has been before the commission before. And again, the minutes of the Townsend application are Exhibit B in the document book that I handed out. And again, similar language is also cited by the county council in their decision. So, in summary, the Route 24 to Old Landing Road connecting road has been planned for some time. It has the approval and blessings of DLDOT, and the development of the Hirola site will result in the ultimate actual construction and opening of that road. So that's the factual background that I just wanted to get on the record. And let me get back to the question that I posed. Is this 25-acre parcel of land appropriate for CR1 zoning? A change of zone application, again, as you know, is significantly different compared to a conditional use application. In a conditional use application, you're dealing with the specifics of a particular use, the details of that use. Whereas in a CR1 change of zone application, it requires a more technical legal analysis of the applicable statutes to determine the appropriateness of the proposed change. So in my reviewing this to on how I would present to you why this is appropriate, to me there's 4 relevant sources of guidance for you to consider in determining if the CR1 zoning classification is appropriate. The first is the State of Delaware's land designation under the Strategies for State Policies and Spending, and of course the comments from the state agencies and the Office of State Planning Coordination resulting from our participation in the PLUS process. The second is the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The third is the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. And last but not least is consideration and analysis of the actual comments from the Planning and Zoning Commission and guidance from other CR1 rezoning applications that you've considered and ruled on. So I'm going to review each of those, and I apologize for this being a bit dry, but that's what it is.
Well, I just have to tell you, and I'm just pleased at how much you've learned having been exposed to this group for so many years. But go ahead, continue.
I'll take that as a compliment, but then I'll think about it.
Why not? Doesn't want you to run over.
First, as you well know, even though zoning decisions are under county authority and are made locally, the state has significant interest in zoning decisions since the state makes investments in road systems and schools, in emergency services, and similar contributions. In 1999, the state developed the original Strategies for State Policies and Spending to guide state investment decisions and to promote efficient development patterns, to protect agricultural uses, to discourage sprawl, and to coordinate communications with local government on land use matters. Now, that strategies document has been updated. It currently classifies land as being in levels 1 through 4, with levels 1 and 2 being where the state intends to concentrate infrastructure investment. The Hirola site is designated as being in a level 2 area, and the state strategies document states that economic development in level 2 is to focus on locating large, high-quality employers in Level 2 areas where the availability of sites close to infrastructure, services, and existing residences makes such locations viable, and to promote the retention and expansion of existing businesses. Now, the state also implemented the PLUS review process, basically to provide state agency review of major land use changes prior to the actual applications being submitted and presented to the county. And since the Hirola property is in the environmentally sensitive development area, we did participate in the PLUS process and attended a PLUS meeting in Dover. It was actually back on August 22nd of 2012. The PLUS comments were issued September 19th, and Zach Crouch provided a response to the comments on October 19th of last year. And as I said, those are in the exhibit book. Now, the most important comment in the PLUS letter, I believe, is from Mrs. Holland, who, as you know, is the director of the Office of State Planning Coordination. And that comment is on the first page of the PLUS response. And it states, and I'll quote, "This parcel is within a level 2 area according to the 2010 Strategies for State Policies and Spending document. Investment level 2 reflects areas where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plans in the near-term future. State investments will support growth in these areas. Our office has no objections to the proposed rezoning of this project in accordance with the relevant county codes and ordinances." And again, that is in Exhibit D of my document book. So in summary, the Hirola application conforms to the state strategies plan, and the Office of State Planning Coordination has no objection to the CR1 rezoning. All right, the second applicable document is the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. Now, as again, you're well aware, the creation of the comprehensive plan was mandated by the Quality of Life Act, which was enacted as a state law a number of years ago. It required the creation of a comprehensive plan, and it provides that the maps that are created as part of that plan have the force of law, and any proposed development must be in conformity with those maps. The comp plan states that the future land use plan or element is probably the most influential part of the comp plan, and the future land use plan designates which parts of the county basically are appropriate for growth. The plan divides the county into two types of planning areas, growth areas and rural areas, and then has subcategories under each of those areas. And as shown on the future land use map, the Hirola land is in the environmentally sensitive development area. That is one of the designated growth areas, and it is also adjacent to a highway commercial area, which again is another of the growth areas. The plan also states that it seeks to direct the county's most concentrated forms of new development to growth areas, including most higher density residential development and most business development. And the environmentally sensitive development growth zone also states in the comp plan that retail and office use are appropriate, but larger shopping centers and office parks should be confined to selected locations with access to arterial roads. Now, the Hirola site has access to Route 24 and to Route 1, which is a major arterial road. It's located in the environmentally sensitive development area, which is a growth zone. It is adjacent to a highway commercial area, which is another growth zone. It's surrounded by a mixture of existing land zone commercial and has numerous business and services located in that area. So again, in summary, the Hirola application conforms to the county's comprehensive plan and to the future land use map, and basically we believe is conforms with the comp plan. The comp plan provides general guiding principles for development, but the third item I want to mention is the zoning ordinance, which of course gets more specific as far as actual uses and requirements. We're seeking CR1 zoning, which is section 115-83(1) of the zoning ordinance, and that is the purpose clause of the CR1 zoning, And again, what the purpose clause states is that the purpose of this district is to provide sufficient space in appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along certain major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, but which uses are not characterized by extensive warehousing, frequent heavy traffic activity, open storage of materials, or the nuisance factors of dust, odor, and noise associated with manufacturing. Our application provides sufficient area at an appropriate location for retail use serving a wide area. And more importantly, it is in conformity with the purpose provisions of the CR1 zone. The Hirola site is located along existing major thoroughfares where an extensive mixture of commercial and service activities currently exist. It's also in accordance with the purpose section in that the proposed retail use will not involve any of the prohibited items, extensive warehousing, frequent heavy traffic, open storage, or dust, odor, and noise associated with manufacturing. Now, in addition to the purpose clause, there's another provision in the CR1 zoning, which is section 83.3, and this addresses large-scale uses. So these would be large-scale uses within the CR1 zone. And a large-scale use is defined as a building or buildings exceeding 75,000 square feet. The section provides that large-scale uses are generally commercial retail uses serving a regional area. And it further states that such uses should be located where adequate infrastructure is existing or planned. Again, as to our site, public water and county sewer are existing and will be available. And of course, the entrance improvements and the completion of the new connecting road that I referred to will occur prior to issuance of any certificate of occupancy and use of the property. And there's also an important provision that I wasn't aware of until I was preparing for this application. But section 83.3, the large-scale use section, states that a large-scale use shall be adjacent to a major arterial roadway, and it references section 99-5 of the subdivision ordinance to define what is a major arterial roadway. And if you go to the subdivision ordinance in that section, basically it states that major arterial roadways are Route 13, Route 113, parts of Route 404, Route 18, and Route 9, and Route 1, and that's it. They're the major arterial roads. So in eastern Sussex County, that's very important because, in effect, what that zoning ordinance says is that in the resort beach areas, any large-scale retail use can only be located along Route 1 or Route 9. It can't be located anywhere else. So again, the Hirola site is adjacent to Route 1, which is a major arterial roadway, and also Route 24, which, as you know, is a major east-west roadway. The large-scale use section also provides additional requirements about parking and design, and of course that's something that would be handled at site plan review. So again, in summary, the Hirola application conforms to the purpose and requirements of the CR1 zoning district and the language of the large-scale use provisions of the zoning ordinance. And fourth, and the last source of guidance regarding a CR1 change of zone request, I really am referring to two recent applications for CR1 zoning that were presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission and ultimately the County Council. The first application was change of zone 1690 LT Associates LLC, which I think you may recall.
Fondly.
That was a request to rezone to CR1, 45 acres of land at Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road, just outside of Lewis. On October 14, 2009, the Planning and Zoning Commission, by a vote of 3-2, recommended denial of that application, and the County Council did subsequently deny it. The majority of the Commission set out several reasons for its recommendation of denial, which I believe are instructive as to where CR1 lands would be appropriate. And I believe that the commission's reasoning in the LT application, I think, actually supports our application. And I'm going to list the major concerns on LT and contrast them with what I believe are the facts of our application. Again, the LT planning and zoning recommendation is Exhibit C of the document book that I handed out. On LT, the Planning and Zoning Commission's reasons to recommend denial were the following, and basically I've summarized that into six reasons. The commission stated that in LT, the location did not serve a wide area, as referenced in the CR1 purpose section. Kings Highway primarily serves Lewis, the state park, and the ferry, not a wide area of Sussex County. Now, in contrast, our site accesses Route 1 and Route 24, which is major north-south, east-west roads, and would serve a wide area of Sussex County, at least eastern Sussex County. In LT, the commission stated that there did not currently exist a general mixture of business activity near that property. Again, in contrast, our site is surrounded by a mixture of commercial and service businesses, and as I said, borders the Rehoboth Mall. In LT, the commission noted that while there are some large or regional scale shopping centers in the environmentally sensitive development area, most are along more appropriate major thoroughfares where a true mix of service and commercial uses already exist and are more easily accessible. And again, the Hirola site is located along the more appropriate major thoroughfares, Route 1, Route 24, where an extensive mixture of businesses currently exist. In LT, the commission stated that the Sussex County Comp Plan promotes intergovernmental coordination, particularly on a large scale application. And in that case, the Lewis City Council and the Lewis Board of Public Works objected to the LT application and requested its denial. Again, in contrast, our application is located in a level 2 area where the state strategies indicates development should occur, and the Office of State Planning Coordination indicated they have no objection to the requested CR1 zoning. Fifth, in LT, the commission stated that a project of that nature and size was not well suited to that location, particularly for traffic safety reasons related to the Cape Henlopen High School and the educational, athletic, and community activities and uses that occurred at the school, and that the project was not compatible with the existing roadways. Again, in contrast, our site is accessible to the two major roadways that I've mentioned, where the commercial activity already exists. And again, our construction and participation in the new connecting road basically has the full support of DelDOT. And lastly, in LT, the commission found that the proposed zoning and use did not promote an orderly growth because the project was not a logical transition from the neighboring properties and adjacent uses in that area. And again, in stark contrast, our site, aside from Route 1, Route 24, has business uses basically surrounding it, has conditional use to hospital property to our west, and basically this is a logical and appropriate transition of zoning that's consistent with the orderly growth of the area. So in summary, for the very reasons that the commission in its recommendation of denial on LT stated, I believe, our reason supporting the rezoning of the Hirola property. And then the other decision or other recommendation of the commission was on change of zone 1683. That was the J.C. Townsend Jr. and Company parcel. That's 10 acres located on the north side of Old Landing Road. That's the piece that does border the Hirola property on the south side. The commission did recommend approval of this application, and the rezoning was approved by the county council. This is Exhibit B of my documents. Unlike the LT application, the reasons for the commission for the commission's recommendation of approval on this application, I believe, equally apply to our application, which, as I mentioned, the lands border one another. So this recommendation was made in June 2010, and on the Townsend application, the commission found that, number one, the site was in the environmentally sensitive development area, a growth district. Number two, the site adjoins the Rehoboth Mall, lands of the BB Medical Center, and the Herola site, which at that time had been approved for the professional office space. Number three, that as part of DelDOT's plans to create a relief route from Route 24 to Old Landing Road, Townsend had agreed to donate land for construction of that road. Number four, that as a result of the surrounding uses and zoning, the change of zone was an infill rezoning and CR1 was appropriate. Number five, the site would be served by Central Water and County Sewer. Number six, CR1 zoning was consistent with the purpose of the zoning ordinance and the comp plan and would encourage commercial activity where substantial commercial activity already existed and continues to grow. And number seven, the CR1 zoning was in character with the surrounding area and consistent with the trends of development in that area of the Route 1 corridor. So for those reasons, the commission recommended approval of the Townsend application. And for substantially the same reasons, we believe that a recommendation for approval for the Herola application would be appropriate. I do have some proposed findings, which I would submit for your consideration.
Thanks, sir.
And in conclusion of our presentation, I believe clearly that this our application for CR1 zoning is consistent with the state strategies plan and supported by the Office of State Planning Coordination. It's in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan and the future land use map. It conforms to the purpose and requirements for CR1 zoning as set forth in the county zoning ordinance. And I believe it complies in every respect with the guidance provided by the commission in your recommendations on the LT and the Townsend applications. And based on what I believe are the established facts and the applicable law, the answer to the question I proposed, is this 25-acre parcel appropriate for CR1 zoning, should be, I hope, yes. That'll conclude our presentation.
All right, sir. Well, if you'll stand by, we'll see if anyone has any questions. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Fuqua, I think you did an excellent job of putting together the presentation materials, and I appreciate the documents that were handed to us this evening. The only thing I haven't been able to put together was, how is this connected to Route 1?
Connected? Well, I'm not sure if it's connected. There will be, I'm not sure if you would call it connected. It would be accessible.
So we're not talking about any direct access. We're just talking about it's accessible both through Route 24 and through this proposed road. That's
right. Yeah, okay. It doesn't have Route 1 frontage.
That was the piece I kept missing, because the reference kept coming back to the, you know, the arterial roads and that being Route 1.
It's approximately 1,000 feet from Route 1.
But it's the same owners, though, where the Rehoboth Mall and this property isn't. It looks like on your map, is it?
If I could. Well, Herola actually owns land, but again, I'm not claiming that it's fronting.
Okay.
We're not saying it is a per se extension of Rehoboth Mall.
Okay.
It's a separate standalone.
Separate parcel.
Right. Okay. And the as far as a large scale use, in close proximity, I believe covers the adjoining or the whatever that language is used in the code. And again, I would the Townsend piece that was rezoned CR1, again, it does not have Route 1 frontage.
Exactly. Well, I was the only piece that I did.
Yeah, I didn't. If I didn't misstated that, I didn't mean to imply that it had road frontage.
But, like I said, everything else that was presented, as well as your testimony tonight, Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
I agree with Mike on your testimony. I thought it was very good. The what, as far as the connector road, what anchors that? What makes that agreement stick? I mean, if this zoning were to be changed and J J.G. Townsend was changed. What makes it so that the road does happen?
Well, what I represented was any development of the Hirola site will be back before you for site plan review. And it's going to have to show that connecting road as part of that site plan.
Because DLDOT has required that?
DLDOT's requiring that. And see, what DLDOT was saying is, if this site was going to be developed without that connecting road, then we might require further traffic study. Okay?
Right.
But if it's developed with that connecting road, we have everything we need. And they're satisfied. So that's what that assumption they were working on. And they understood that you can't put a condition on this that we do it. So I'm saying we have to get site plan review. On the record, I've represented that when this site plan comes back, it will have that connector road on there. Now, this will be something that has to be finalized between the Townsend owners and the Hirola property and maybe the ultimate users of the sites. But that's just business to be worked out.
Because if Townsend didn't develop at the same rate that Hirola developed, the road essentially wouldn't go through.
Yeah, well, Townsend's, I believe, is actually already dedicated that land to the road.
I think Townsend's already dedicated the land. The issue for Townsend's is pretty much a done deal. I think we're the only piece we're talking about is from where the road ends now to where it connects to that circle, because I think the Townsend land's already been dedicated. So that's.
But the construction is.
No, that's just not built.
It's not built. Between the Townsends and the Hirolas is what.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what he's representing. That wouldn't be developed without that.
To play this out, I think what would happen is when a site plan comes before you, for either site or for both sites, it's going to show that road. The site plan would be approved. Construction would proceed. The construction of that road would be part of the improvements being done.
Or the site plan.
And it would just be part of the construction process.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Okay.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I understand the application and Mr. Fuqua's presentation. No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
No question.
Okay. Mr. Lang.
No question.
Mr. Abbott.
No question.
Counsel.
Nope. None for me either. Thanks.
Okay. Very good then.
I can make up some if you want. I was thinking maybe you could help me write some briefs in the LT case.
Are you tired out from the prior hearing?
I don't know, but I think James Mishner could learn a thing or two from me. But any rate, we'll see if anyone's here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1732, Hirola Family LLC and Artisans Bank? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1732? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
My name is David Racine. I live in Truett's development.
Okay.
Unless I miss something, none of our people have been notified of this meeting.
Well, how did you find out about it? How'd you get here?
I got some information yesterday that this was being heard.
Okay.
And tonight I actually, on the way, went out to look at the yellow sign.
Well, there you
which
go.
Which I don't
you
see.
You were notified.
I was notified.
Okay.
Unless I missed something, I did not hear Mr. Fuqua say that this property is adjacent to me or my development. This is the property. This is my house.
Okay.
And this is our development that all of you, or many of you, should be real familiar with. Because we have been in a battle with the Rehoboth Mall from its beginning. I'm not going to really say that I'm against this either, because you'll make up your own mind whether I'm against it or for it. I am concerned with the smokescreen that I think I heard tonight.
Which is?
This is going to be a super Walmart. It's in the books. It's there. Everybody knows that works at Walmart, that's around the area. We're pretty sure that's what's there. And I think that's what's in the works. The concern here, really, the change this to CR1, is that you have eliminated the possibility of any control specified use. Now, you do have control because you are going to see the plan. Since the Rehoboth Mall has come in there, we've actually been to battle with you folks and the mall properties to try to get some space between us. You have to understand that this entire area, when I moved there, was a field. And I'd like to ask one question.
You need to ask
and
me.
Pretty certain
okay.
that this whole property cannot be sold. Can only be leased. Am I correct on that?
Well, that would,
that is a deed property.
Yeah, it's a deed issue. That wouldn't be anything for us, so it wouldn't really matter to
I'm
us.
I'm pretty sure that's the case, though.
Okay.
Because I am familiar with it.
Okay.
I would like to inform you of one other thing. We hear all about DelDOT and their wonderful plans for the roads around there. But let me point out a little other thing here on the roads that DelDOT plans to make. In the intersection of 24, which isn't really quite shown up here at 1,
mm-hmm.
their plan, whether you all know it or not, will be to widen this and put 3 lanes left turn north
mm-hmm.
from 24 on to 1. To do that, they're taking a little property off of both sides, and they're going to do that.
Okay.
However, that's not so bad. Except that we, in our development, will no longer be able to turn and go west on Route 24. And the reason for that is because we wouldn't let them open the road into our development, into the Rehoboth Mall, for traffic to run through our development. And so they're going to punish us. Now we will have to go from our exit right here, out to Highway 1, down to here, down to here, down to, well, I guess we'll be able to get to here now. And then we can come across and come out 24 and go west. That's just a little information on the highway department as to what they plan to do. Of course, you realize this will be a red light. I don't think there's any choice in that as this road goes. I'm not sure what this traffic circle does. But not really. Anyway. My other concern with this property, when you turn this commercial, and Walmart builds, or anybody else, they're going to cover all the property with blacktop. Right now, we get flooded in our development every time it rains hard. And we're flooded constantly. Where is the drainage from this going to go? The drainage from the Rehoboth Mall goes, goes out here and across the highway to Holland Glade, okay? With a lot of fighting, we got them to put a second pipeline separate from the one that was here originally, alongside of it, so that it goes across the highway in their own pipeline. But of course, that doesn't work because it fills up Holland Glade anyway and backs up our pipeline and blows up out of the drains. If that happens now with this, what's going to happen when this is all filled? I don't know, but somewhere they got to get rid of the water, and it can't go to Holland Glade. So there's the real problem. That is the crux of the matter. Now, I've tried to talk in the short time I had. I tried to talk to as many of our development owners as possible. Didn't have too much time, but I talked to quite a few, and I have pretty good contact with most of them. And I'll tell you what they all said. Well, they've already messed us up anyhow. We no longer are the nice, quiet development where we used to be. And they're trying to break into us. They're going to make us run all around the barn to get west on 24. What's the difference? Go ahead. We'll use the Super Walmart. And that's the remarks I got out of most of them. Let them go ahead and do it. Build the Super Walmart. We'll find the Super Walmart useful. And that's about what it is. Now, am I for it or against it? Well, I don't know.
Well,
but there's something that's got to be controlled here, and I'm really not happy with the fact that we aren't really getting to see what's going in there. We're just getting the changes out.
You know, and I understand that, and that's one of the difficulties about zoning is that the real question. The only question that is in front of us is whether or not this area is appropriate for that type of use. We don't really get to see exactly what it's going to be because, really, they don't know. Now, I know what you're saying, it's going to be a super Walmart, but you know what? It wouldn't matter if it was a super Walmart or what it was. It's all about how the property is going to be used because they all have rooftops, they all have parking lots, and really, you know, they all have traffic. They all kind of create the same thing. So that's why there's zoning, and that's why there's not everyone isn't an individual pre-designed come in and package that way because they have so much in common. So
well, when they sold us the Rehoboth Mall. They said, oh, it's only a local shoe store and a little grocery store and a few other little things like that.
Mm.
Well, now it's not much of anything in part of it.
Yeah.
But you got Walmart. And, we don't necessarily dislike Walmart. It's handy. And a super Walmart's even going to be more handy.
Yeah, there you go.
So there are concerns, but drainage is really a real concern. And
I can tell you, and I know that this might not be particularly comforting to you, but it's the law. And the law is that when they, and by the way, it's much more stringent now than it was when Walmart was built and when the Rehoboth Mall was built. Is these guys absolutely have to dispose of their stormwater either on their site or through what's called an outfall, but it can't go across your property to get there. Okay.
Well, it didn't really go across the property; it went just alongside of it.
Well, but I mean, these guys couldn't. You know, they're not going to. I don't think they're going to have that opportunity. But at any rate, they have to contain their stormwater, whatever runoff they create. They have to contain it and direct it to an outfall. They can't, you know, they can't dump it out on your property.
Well, right now, of course, it's in huge underground pipelines under the mall.
Mm-hmm.
That's our detention.
And you may see the same thing here. You
know? Yeah, but I worry about how it's going down Holland Glade. It really is. It's a concern.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what's built there. It's going to get covered in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, we all know that.
The runoff's going to have to be addressed, and what you're saying is true. It probably just can't go into – it probably couldn't be designed that way now anyway because there's –
I'm sure it can't be designed the way it was done because they covered about a million gallon storm basin when they did it, and they piled their dirt from the mall – right up to our property line, 7 or 8 feet high?
Yeah.
And filled the drainage basin. That can't be done today, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But Anyway, I'll leave you with it. You can decide whether I'm for it or against it. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, we thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.